Just a moment, sir. Mr. Bundy's on the line for the president.
Thank you. Mr. Bundy?
Yeah.
Fine, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good, sir. Just a moment.
Sorry, are you... Suppose I put you on to report, or can I summarize your report as that you've got the three names, but there are three names that just don't start on the other side of the street. Is that right? Can you check them all? Well, I haven't tried these three names. Oh, he's obviously out.
Just a moment, sir. Mr. Bundy? Hello?
Yeah.
Mr. Bundy, thank you, sir. Just a moment.
Give me those names and let me try them with Bosch, anyway. Who? No, I mean, no, it was acceptable in the sense that he could continue, not that he could run the armed forces. They're talking about a Secretary of Defense now. We don't know, that's right. Well, I think what we might do is let Abe try that and find that out from Bosch. How about that? I think there's a good deal to be said for pulling Bosch back into the act. The only piece of paper we've got is one we worked out really with him. What? Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm not sure
it's... It's on here, buddy.
Hello? Hello? Go ahead.
Yeah. Hello?
Go ahead. Hello, Mr. President. We have, Cy Vance is back, and he has had many hours with the... with most of the people at the airport, and they have made a very big issue over a constitutional point, which we will report, which we think if this were in the end the sticking point, we could probably find a way around. They don't want to be pinned to this particular piece of paper for reasons of prestige, not for any other real reason. Their nominations, which we finally extracted from them, I will read to Abe, because I think it would be useful for him to take a temperature in San Juan.
Right.
But I doubt very much if they have any marketability whatever. Still, it is worth our finding out. Meanwhile, it has become clear to us that our immediate fella is Mr. G, is in no position to do any more serious bargaining tonight, simply because he doesn't yet now have any resources of energy that would take him down to make another fight with the people downtown, Camaño and et al. We have told him that the sticking point is that what he is suggesting to us is a situation in which we would not really know who was going to be in charge, and that we don't see how that can work, and that he ought to go back and think about that. That the best way to do this might be to try again on the basic agreement reached yesterday, that we would get a Secretary of Defense that both sides and we would all live with. We've passed that message in a friendly way. He is where we can reach him. We ourselves think that it's best to keep in touch and to struggle some more with the nuts and bolts of this problem and go back hard at it in the morning, because we do not see anyone here that can push across the exact agreement we worked out. But more than that, that agreement doesn't meet the basic problem of who runs the city. And that seems to us more and more important, that we should in fact insist on knowing and understanding and being ready to accept the man who in the end is going to run the army. And that is something we have to push home in another way. The thing which we would hope that Abe might do on that is to take the names we've had in the field for that position and find a way of asking JB if he could press home the importance of satisfying the two parties principally concerned in the city, them and us, and hopefully everybody, and try the names that Abe knows on that point and whether JB would ram them home. If Abe thinks after trying it that isn't the best way of doing it, we would try to do it here again tomorrow. But I don't think a paper agreement, even on a Secretary of Defense, it really meets our interest in knowing what's going to happen in the city when a new president is announced. Now, clear up for me, what have you passed the names through the Embered forces and got a reaction? We have passed, it's the other way around. We have, because of the way we agreed it yesterday, we have just extracted names from the Embered forces, which we do not feel enough confidence in keeping our man G at all in the field to push them at him tonight. We would prefer to push them back through JB tonight. And I have them here when you're ready to receive them.
Well, did you ask them about DeLeon and the other guy?
Yes, we did, but not in this context.
But this was a context.
Oh, they are not nominated. They have not nominated those men.
No, but did you ask them what their reaction?
We asked them what they thought about them, and they said, no, not for this job. I had to sign a map to ask Embert or whoever it is, what about A and B? We have done that, Mr. President, and they say, no, not for this job.
You mean for the Army job?
No, I mean for the Secretary job. Which
well, hell, they weren't mentioned for the Secretary job. Right?
We haven't negotiated with them on the Army job because at the moment their Army Chief of Staff was not there. He's out fighting battles. And we were trying initially to see
isn't that the guy that runs the city?
It will be in the end, but that was not the bargain that we were to take up with them initially, Abe. The bargain we were to take up with them was the Secretary of Defense. Now, we can go back to them with another name.
Yeah, well,
that's
don't...
not where the negotiation is right now.
Well, you've got enough burdens and trouble for me to avoid quarreling with you about that, but if you look at that list,
I understand that, Abe, but the point we have to get from them, the position we had to begin with them, was the question of the Secretary of Defense. That was the article number one in the basic agreement of yesterday, as you will remember. Now, we have not had, they are not prepared as of now, let me put it this way, just to make the sweeping nature of their position clear, they are not prepared to consider any chief of the Army staff as of now, but the one they've got. Who is a man who has to leave the country tomorrow, according to the other people.
What commanders say that he's not in position to consider anybody to run his side except him, if they take that viewpoint. But we've got to work out an agreement that we can have unity out in the coalition agreement. Now, if there's not any deep feeling or any personal reasons why you shouldn't, I would respectfully suggest that you submit to the Embert crowd the two names that have been cleared and say, could we get agreement from you and from J.B. and from Washington on either of these men?
Mr. President, we'll do that if that's your instruction, but I have to point out to you, sir, that if we do that, we will be doing it within a framework of not dealing straight with them on the question of what's going to happen to the Secretary of Defense, which is a matter on which, by agreement, we have been dealing with them, and on which the other side came apart during the course of the day.
Max.
Yeah.
Now, let's all take it easy now and relax a little bit so that we'll all have a very clear understanding of what the situation is. Now, there are two jobs that we're talking about.
Correct.
One is the Secretary of the Armed Forces.
Correct.
As to the Secretary of the Armed Forces, you talked with me today. I went back to JB.
Yeah.
And I came up with two names.
Yeah.
Which I have given you. All right.
That's correct.
That's Roman 1.
Yeah.
Roman 2, there is a position of the Chief of the Army.
That's correct.
As to that position, on that little sheet that we worked out at breakfast this morning,
yes,
you will find there's item 3. To take that up with the San Ysidro forces.
We haven't
and
got there, Abe, is the
yes,
point
sir.
I'm trying to make. We
all right,
take
sir.
These things one leg at a time.
I know you do. Now, you've got two names under that heading.
That's
one
correct.
One of them is De Leon.
Yes.
And the other is somebody that I got
my
papers here. Now, what you're telling us is the following, as I understand it. That the names of De Leon and this other guy for Chief of Army have not been submitted to those
for that job,
those guys.
No.
Okay, well, we're
I can
clear.
Tell you, though, that if they had been submitted, the roof would have gone off the broom.
Okay, all right, we're clear on that one.
Well, let me make that point extremely clear, because it is a matter of how far apart these two sides are at this moment. And I think this is a gut point we have all to understand.
Yes, sir. What you're telling me, as I understand it, is that on the Secretary of the Army, the loyalist group want to continue their own fella.
That's right.
So that on that basis, you infer that they would reject these other two guys.
Well, there's much more to the inference than that. I can't tell you how deep the feeling is with respect to people whose sympathies are with the other side on both of these two sides. Now, we can and will test these names. But the precise point I'm making is that in order to make that test in a way which is real, we have to have time in which to do it.
Yes, sir. I'm sure of that. Now, let's move on to Roman One, the Minister of the Armed Forces.
Yeah?
Now, I gave you two names in the course of the day, which
now, we haven't been able to get those checked because we have spent a great deal of time. It took us 3 hours
sure.
of argument to get these people in San Isidro to produce their names,
I quite
which
understand.
Are 180 degrees off.
Now, in those circumstances, though, I would have a question in my mind as to whether we ought to toss up some other names to JB. There's no problem about doing it, and I can do it. But his initial question will be, how about the other guys?
Well, we've got to cross track here then, because we've, I think we can take those names back in the morning.
Yeah.
And I think what we'll get is, what about our other guys? You see, that both of these problems are up.
Yeah, all right. Well, why don't you give me...
My honest conviction is that these three suggestions from San Isidro won't work. But I can't tell you that until it's tried.
Well, I'll be glad to try them. Why don't you give me their names and let me try them out?
All right.
Are you talking about these as Chief of Army?
No, about the overall job.
About the Minister of the Armed Forces.
Right.
All right, now give me the names.
A Navy Captain Francisco Amiama, A-M-I-M-A, I-A-M-A.
Yeah.
Air Colonel Benoit, B-E-N-O-I-T.
Well, he's one, you know that one.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously. Army General, Army Colonel Pagan, P-A-G-A-N.
Is he a colonel?
Montas, M-O-N-T-A-S.
Mm-hmm. And these are for Minister of the Armed Forces. Is that right, Mike?
Yep.
All right. Isn't it important trying out Benoit? I won't try that now. I'll take a look at the other two.
Okay? What'd you say?
I say I'll take a look at the other two.
All right. Yeah, I would do that. I wouldn't do the middle one. I see nothing in it.
No, I'll just eliminate that.
Now, I think that we can undertake on our side... either later this evening or the very first thing in the morning to do a general runaround with Sy's friends and see what we find and get close readings on, as close as we can get, on all the names that have come up in our conversation.
Yep.
But let me tell you what I think. Well, now let me tell you that I'm going to put into a dispatch what I think, because I don't think this phone is all that secure about the fundamental problem we now face.
Yep.
The names are not so hideously secure because they simply will indicate to either side that the other side wants things that side doesn't, which is, of course, the basic fact of the situation.
Yeah.
But the question we face is what we do about it. And on that, I'm inclined to think that we had better put ourselves together and compose a careful message.